This is a Federal News Network podcast.
Coming up on today's Federal Newscast, vendors likely will have to wait a little longer for the final solicitation of the Soup 6 government-wide acquisition contract. Congress bumps up the Defense Department's funding for artificial intelligence for this year. And with an eye toward China and Russia, the Senate Intelligence Committee is asking the Pentagon for advanced civil nuclear technology on U.S. bases. Those stories and more in today's Federal Newscast. It's Monday, March 25th, 2024. Welcome to today's episode of the Federal Newscast. I'm Peter Masurlian. Lawmakers are urging the Defense Department to explore nuclear power to bolster the country's critical infrastructure. Federal News Network's Anastasia Obis has more.
Members of the Senate Intelligence Committee are asking the Pentagon to consider deployment of advanced nuclear reactors to secure critical infrastructure. Lawmakers want the Army to brief the committee on the service's plans to deploy nuclear technologies to power military bases. The 2024 Defense Policy Bill requires the Defense Department to consider advanced nuclear technologies for some military installations. Anastasia Obis, Federal News Network.
Congress bumps up DOD's funding for artificial intelligence for this year. Federal News Network's Jason Miller has the details.
The Defense Department is slated to receive almost $2 billion to accelerate the adoption of artificial intelligence this year. Senate and House lawmakers, in approving the final set of 2024 spending bills late last week, are also giving the DOD Chief Digital and AI Officer's Office $10 million for projects focused on autonomy. With that additional funding, $100 million more than DOD requested in 2024, the Pentagon will have to provide a report to House and Senate defense committees identifying AI objectives for each service, combatant command, and defense agency. Jason Miller, Federal News Network.
Vendors likely will have to wait a little longer for the final solicitation of the Soup 6 government-wide acquisition contract. The NASA Soup Program Office is holding an information session on April 2nd to provide an update about the schedule. NASA had hoped to get the final requests for proposals, or RFP, out by late March or early April. Part of the reason for the delay was the more than 1,600 questions NASA received about the draft RFP. Joanne Wotek, the Soup Program Manager, said earlier this month, the Soup 6 solicitation is in the final stages and going through internal reviews. Wotek says there are many steps that still need to happen before the solicitation is released. Congress is calling for a fix to staffing concerns at the Federal Bureau of Prisons. Federal News Network's Drew Friedman reports.
The BOP currently faces a 40% staffing shortage nationwide, and the agency will see reductions in part of their budget for the rest of the fiscal year. But now, as part of the spending agreement Congress reached last week, there are some new requirements aiming to help BOP with staffing and pay issues. Lawmakers are telling the Office of Personnel Management to work with BOP and research ways to improve pay and recruitment techniques for federal correctional officers. The American Federation of Government Employees, the union that represents BOP staff, says it's pleased about the forthcoming efforts. Drew Friedman, Federal News Network.
The Defense Department's Chief Digital and Artificial Intelligence Office is expanding its data integration efforts to enable the Pentagon's vision of the Combined Joint All-Domain Command and Control Initiative. CJADC2 is the Pentagon's effort to connect all sensors across the military services into a single network. The office recently achieved the minimum viable capability for CJADC2 and now plans to spend the next 6 months developing requirements to allow more companies to join in. The minimum viable capability for CJADC2 came out of the latest iteration of the Global Information Dominance Experiment. In the transition from military to civilian life, service members sometimes lose their housing, pay, or health care. The Defense Department typically provides one-on-one assistance to members at higher risk of homelessness or unemployment, but the Government Accountability Office has found that over the last 2 years, more than 4,300 at-risk service members did not receive the right assistance. Officials at DOD and the Department of Veterans Affairs say they're now outlining plans to address the issue and aiming to provide better help for those who need it. The FDIC will take six steps over the next year to shore up its cyber defenses against ransomware. Among the steps the organization will take is to assess alternatives for testing the restoration of their Active Directory infrastructures from backups. In August, the CIO's office improved its ability to protect backup data and tested capabilities to restore systems from those files. These and other actions came after an FDIC Inspector General report found some shortcomings in the agency's planning and policies. The audit, however, did find the FDIC was generally well prepared to deal with a ransomware attack. The FBI Internet Crime Complaint Center recently reported an 18% increase in ransomware complaints in 2023. Find these stories and more at federalnewsnetwork.com. For the Federal Newscast of Monday, March 25th, 2024, I'm Peter Masurlian.